This is Rocco Granato reporting for InTheCrossWeTrust.com. With me right now, I have the Philadelphia Wings 66th selection overall, D3 national champion from Cabrini University, none other than Jordan Krug. Jordan, first of all, welcome to Philadelphia. How does it feel?
Thank you very much. I mean, it feels amazing. Said, you know, earlier, I mean, grew up as a Philly guy. I mean, I live in 25 minutes over in Jersey, and everything I've known is Philly sports. So, you know, the fact that I can be part of that and, you know, hopefully help the whole city and the whole organization grow, I mean, it's my goal, and I'm just so excited to kind of go a little nuts.
Now, how did it feel? You hear your name announced.
Yeah.
And the roar that came out of Xfinity Live.
Yeah.
Before you even step on the actual floor. It sounded like you just scored the game-winning goal.
Yeah, I mean, I knew it was coming. I mean, I've got one of the best fan bases and family and friends, you know, anyone could ask for. So they've always been there for me since, you know, my days at Cherokee to my days at Cabrini. And I know the national championship, I had, you know, over 100, 200 people there, you know, just personally myself that knew me. So I knew there was going to be a lot of people out here tonight and a lot of just really close friends and family of mine who, you know, won the best out of me. And I just couldn't be thankful enough and really appreciate every one of them for coming.
Yeah. I watched you play against York in that semifinals to get to the championship. And I'm watching the quarterfinal. Watching that game, and I'm saying to myself, if he could put even half of that out onto the indoor game, it's going to be a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah.
Growing up in Jersey, what was your first experience at a Wings game?
First experience was when I was younger, and I remember I was actually one of the little dudes in, like, I believe it was fifth grade, one of the little dudes playing at, like, the in between the half times, right, in between the quarters. So I was out there running around playing, and I was just, like, blown away, like, how big the place was, how many seats there were. Like, it was really cool. Unbelievable experience for a kid, right? And, you know, I didn't know if lacrosse was going to be, you know, my ultimate end. You know, I was going to strive as hard as I did back in fifth grade, but I knew I loved it. Every moment of it, especially being at that Wings game. And then now I remember, you know, last year I came with my parents to the home opener for the Wings. My mom's first time seeing the indoor game. She was a little blown away by how physical it was, but I told them that day, you know, my goal was to be playing here one day. And, you know, now I got that opportunity to, you know, show off and perform myself. And then we'll eventually see, you know, how where it goes from there.
The dream come true. Hometown boy, hometown jersey, hometown fans. What player do you see yourself patterning your game after? Like, you look back when you were in fifth grade and the Wings players that were out there.
Yeah.
Who do you look at as your game?
I couldn't really tell you right now. I mean, I'm still getting used to, you know, the indoor game myself, where I can fully adapt to, because I think, you know, anywhere on the field I'll be able to pick up, work my tail off, and really, you know, be the best I can possibly be. So might be a tough question. I might have to actually start looking into it and thinking about it, you know, find someone who I can really, you know, look up to and reach out to and hopefully get some aid and good tips, pointers from.
Jordan, again, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Best of luck. Again, welcome to Philly. Welcome to Philadelphia Wings family.
Thank you very much. Great. Appreciate
Jordan Krug, Cabrini University, Wings 66th overall draft pick. This is Rocco Granato for InLacrosseWeTrust.com.